So, my friends wrote my intro for me. I did not do it, so you can thank them. I've never been very comfortable naked. As an adult, that stems from self-harm scars that I have on my upper arms. But even as a child, I wasn't even comfortable shirtless. I grew up very overweight, getting a super morbidly obese diagnosis in my later teen years. But when your grandfather has you exercising and only you exercising during family vacations and stuff to get dessert, a bitch gets a complex. So I probably stopped going shirtless when I was like 8. I didn't start cutting until I was about 15. At that age, I was only 5'6", between 180 and 195 pounds. And that just started several years of cutting and weight gain. I graduated high school at 17 at 220. The next year I got up to 240. And I finally reached 285. And when I was 19, I stopped weighing myself for a while. Probably got over to 300, but I'll never know. I had reasons. My parents split when I was really little, like 2, when my mother came out as a lesbian, and it's not the gay thing, it's the subsequent substance abuse, alcoholism, and choosing their partners over kids thing. They were in and out of our lives until about 4th grade. And that's the year my brother, who's 2.5 years older than me, started to sexually abuse me regularly. Soon, physical abuse started as well. At first, it was just when I said no, and then I was just his punching bag. And that lasted for years. We're talking hundreds of various assaults. Sad reasons. I was a scared kid, traumatized, just trying to survive an impossible situation. I was about 20 when I started to get my life together. I had started to lose weight. I stopped cutting. By the time I was 21, I was 220 pounds for the first time since high school, and I'd been cut free for about 6 months. By the time I was 22, I was 145 pounds, and I was cut free for about a year and a half. By now, I had left our small state school, Fitchburg State, which I have some friends from, and living in the big city of Boston. Started to date, and when I was bigger and consensually having relations, it was easy just to keep my shirt on, but after you lose all the weight and you're dating seriously, it gets hard. So I had like this one lie, most people bought it. I'd eventually would tell serious partners, but it would be like this week-long hell of rumination and PTSD nightmares. I'd finally tell them, and it would always feel like the end of the world. I hadn't done like enough trauma-informed work on myself. I still had a lot of complications with sex in general. But over time, I went from freakouts to kind of like customer servicing it and be like, hey, I have self-harm scars. Do you have any questions? Mo said no. One guy totally said yeah, and I'm like, what? He's like, do you have any new ones? I said no. He said, prove it. And I'm pretty sure he used my self-harm scars as like foreplay to get me naked faster. And it totally worked. I had one partner who noticed I would still shy away from them when being intimate, so we just kind of worked on it. And it wasn't that big anymore. I'd been with several long-term partners. No one really cared. It was all in like my head. And so then just had to start doing the work on myself. More recently, I went on a date last year and we went hiking. He encouraged me to take off my shirt and I almost did. But then I was like, have you ever seen the scars? Because by now I stopped cropping my arms out. I stopped editing my photos. But I never knew if he noticed. He said no. And also, this is the first time I never called them self-harm scars, I just said scars. And that was it. So to go from nightmares and flashbacks and never thinking I'll like be in a healthy relationship to almost forgetting to say anything about them, And even if I didn't say anything, I don't think I'd care anymore. And if they said something, I would just tell them the truth. There was a lot of shame behind them for a very long time. Even within like the last year, my own mother said it was my fault for not saying anything. That shit gets to you. So once I started speaking up more and finding more confidence, it first started at work. Something happened and I felt very powerless, and I never wanted to feel that way again. And I just noticed I felt it a lot in my life. And if I felt this good telling my boss's boss's boss that I was disappointed in them, like, I can speak up to my family. And it just took like a horrible tragedy to realize, like, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of feeling bad about it. Because I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't abuse myself. I didn't tell myself that, like, I'm wrong for not speaking up. I survived. And that's really the best we could ask for.